Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Bob Hysa. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting second. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Decker. And now, play ball. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a pop-up into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Len settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Len settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is hit by the pitch. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cooper moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hisa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terrell. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Terrell steals second. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evans moves to second. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Decker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evans moves to third. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hisa hits a ball on the ground into left field. Heil picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Heil. Evans scores. Griffin moves to third. Hisa moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Griffin scores. Hisa moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. Hisa scores. Cooper moves to third. One out. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hisa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hisa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hisa. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Terrell applying the tag. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Carew steals second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a pop-up into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Luber now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luber fires to first and picks off Evans. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Griffin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 3 in the game. Bry takes first base on ball 4. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Bry for the double play. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.